joining us for the first time this morning. I hope you've all had a good night's sleep. So we'll begin this morning with an invocation to Akshobhya. So it's time to enter the mandala from the east. Akshobhya is associated with the dawn, the blue Buddha. And just before we start a meditation, I'll first salute the shrine, and then I'll that'll be in call and response, so you know, feel free from your own muted computer to join in that saluting the shrine. Then I'll invoke Akshobhya, a short poetic invocation to get into the mythical, the archetypal realm, the realm of this weekend for us. We'll hear more about Akshobhya from Pranyanita later this morning. So just allow the images to wash over you. And some of the gaps will be filled in by Pranyanita at 10:30. So after the invocation of Akshobhya, we'll meditate. We'll do a period of the mindfulness of breathing. I'll only lead it minimally. So if you're not familiar with the mindfulness of breathing, please do feel free to ask Pranyanita or myself for some instruction in that when we'll be available at lunchtimes. Okay, so let us together salute the shrine. The shrine, of course, you may have a shrine, you may not have a shrine, but you can conjure the shrine up in your imagination if you don't have one physically. It's, in a sense, turning to our guiding star, the three jewels. Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Dharmaya.
Namo Dharmaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Nama.
Namo Nama.
Om.
Om.
Ah.
Ah.
Hom.
Hom.
Invocation of Akshobhya. Turning to the east in the time before dawn, I bow to the deep blue light that is the Buddha Akshobhya. Master of the depths, you sit on a pale blue lotus, touching the earth with the fingers of your right hand. Balanced in your left hand, perfectly upright, is the golden Vajra. You sit deep in meditation, your lips glowing red, around you a nimbus of red light. You are the guardian of my debts. Your knowledge is deeper than 1,000 oceans. You are a universe unto yourself. In your heart is the mystic seed syllable Hong. All deeds, all the past, all death is contained within you. You are immutable, unshakable. You cannot be fathomed. There is a universe within your heart. You are the potential of the yet to be born day, of the time before dawn, of light gathering below the horizon, waiting to emerge. You are gathering energy within you, like acorns waiting to grow, taking root. You are the water element that nourishes life. You are the wisdom of the great mirror, reflecting back all things clearly and undistorted. You are the truth, the strange, mysterious truth of the depths, a truth which grows within us, slowly, like the gradual dawning of a new day. There is a universe within your heart. Stepping into it, hands folded to my own heart, I enter the eastern pure land of Abarati, the realm of complete joy. In this land protected by you, no vows can be broken, no debts distorted, no falsehood spoken. It is a land of harmony with ourselves, of true and deep contact with what we really are. Once connected like this, we reside in a deep sense of well-being, of living in harmony with reality, rooted, unshakable, fulfilled, whole. O Vajra Akshobhya, you protect us. You guarantee our depths now and always. Period of the mindfulness of breathing. With bells of the four stages. So we begin just by settling into our posture, allowing our attention to drop into our bodies. Adjusting our posture to achieve that upright back, stability, balance, that relaxed alertness. We feel those points of contact with the chair or the cushion or the mat. We allow our weight to drop into those points of contact, particularly on the out-breath. And as we settle, turn our attention towards our breath. Feeling the sensations of the breath in the whole body. And then the first stage, if it supports a practice, we count to 10, the end of the out-breath. And if you find yourself distracted, that's completely natural. With kindness, patience towards yourself, just return your attention to the breath, counting breaths at the end of the out-breath. I invite you to bring your attention to your upper back and shoulders. Is there any sense of uplift in that area on the in-breath? And we switch our counting of the breaths, the 10 breaths, to the beginning of the in-breath. In the third stage, the invitation is to drop the counting and focus on the whole breath. Maybe you notice or can connect with that uplift on the in-breath and settling into the pelvic floor on the out-breath. So turning our attention to the whole breath, the detail, the detailed sense experience associated with the breathing. Beginning of the in-breath, end of the in-breath, gap maybe. Beginning of the out-breath, the end of the out-breath, and maybe another gap. Just taking in the detail of the breath, the detail of the sensations, the physical sensations. In the final stage, we turn our attention to that point where we first feel the sensations of the in-breath, maybe at the tip of the nose, or deeper in the nostrils or in the throat. I invite you to drop all effort to attend to the breath. Just relax into a sense of your present moment experience. Whatever physical sensations are there, just notice them. Whatever is coming to your senses, whatever thoughts are coming to mind, just notice them without getting caught up. Allow them to arise and pass away. Like clouds passing in a blue sky. Notice your mental states, notice any fruits of the practice. It's been a pleasure to meditate with you this morning. I look forward to seeing you all again at 10:30.